We had two excellent presentations today. We heard from a group led by James Muir for a site located in College Station close to the New Scott and White Hospital. And then we had a presentation that was led by a group with Sam Harrison for a site that is close to Brian's Rutter High School. Both presentations featured at least 50-acre tracts for potential locations for a future campus for Blinn College. At this particular moment, no action has been taken, but it will come up on the board agenda in future meetings.
And this is just really an extension of when the trustees were in Brian recently and talking about the real short term, the near future, and the long term future.
This is an extension of that. There are some immediate needs that we are addressing for the fall of 2014, and then we're looking at what we are calling short and intermediate term that would be for the next 24 to 36 months. And then this would be, both of these presentations were really based on our long-term needs in expanding the campus to handle as many as 20,000 students. So these are our long-term needs that are probably 5 years and beyond. Trying to make that site decision, because these are parallel paths that we are having to run because our student population continues to grow.
Outside of the two presentations that were made today, have there been any other offers?
There have been others that have talked with us about some additional sites. And we will continue to entertain and look at additional sites. At this particular juncture, these two sites were at this particular time the most viable for what we considered was closest to our student populations. The one in Brian is closer to our Brian campus currently, and the one in College Station is close to many of the students that actually attend Blinn and reside in the College Station area.
Do the presentations that were made this morning also signal that there's not going to be any consideration to expand on the present campus?
No, it's not definitive. Obviously, our present campus is almost totally utilized in terms of the space and building capacity that we have now. But we do anticipate that even in the short term, we may have to do some modulars. We may have to do some things to meet some immediate growth, and that may be something that we are having to look for the fall of 2014 and the fall of 2015.
The other thing I might have you talk about is the positive reception that the idea of expanding the Brian campus is getting from local developers who are taking an interest in making this happen.
We've been very fortunate that we have had numerous developers that are interested in assisting Blinn in the development of our future campuses. It's not limited just to our academic pathways. It's also interest in what we can do in workforce and those other areas. So we have had multiple developers and do feel very fortunate that we are having the opportunity to make good choices for where Blinn will be in the future.
There's at least one other item on the agenda today, I believe, that deals with this growth that's going on the Brian campus, and that's the new scheduling software.
That agenda item for new scheduling software was actually approved. Most colleges of our size, community colleges or four-year institutions, have scheduling software. Blinn has not had that, but that purchase was approved, and we will institute that in probably the spring of 2015. We will pilot it in the fall of 2014.
I remember during the master plan presentation, that was one thing that was brought up as a way to be able to better utilize the space that Blinn currently has on the Brian campus.
We do think that this will help with our space utilization, although I must say that we utilize our space very well currently. We occupy classes from 7:45 in the morning to 9:45 at night. But sometimes our schedules overlap within the divisions. this scheduling software will enable us to be able to see what classrooms are actually available and when we can do put classrooms in there that we might not normally have known before. So we believe that it will help with our utilization, and we look forward to getting it in place.